You are listening to the audio production of Ghost of the Rio Grande. A reluctant Tejano hero stands up to conspiracy, murder, and injustice along the border, by Don Allen Holbrook and Dr. Gilberto Garcia. Published by Two Nights, One Horse Publishing. This book is read by Scott Brick, Cassandra Campbell, Natalia Henker, Paul Michael, and Tom Rivera, with introduction written and read by Dr. Gilberto Garcia.
The desert wind blew dust devils dancing about as I pulled off the one-lane main paved road and onto an ancient pitted dirt path. My SUV dove and banged its way over deep divots on the little-used path till I came to a tattered, broken-down fence that lined a long-ago frontage boundary along the path. As I continued, I came to where an old wooden gate once stood, but now it was broken in pieces of tinder, dried by years of laying in the blazing sun. An old rusted iron latch was half attached to one side of the fallen gate. My SUV continued slowly down the path till I caught sight of an old adobe house, tiny by today's standards, no bigger than 30 feet square. It appeared more like an abandoned hovel. Where once sat a small porch, there was no more than empty steps with dried planks broken by time and decayed, and half the ceiling hung down, collapsed inside the house. The front door was missing. The structure had been left to the elements and to whatever stray animal decided to take shelter there. According to the records of where my great-grandfather, Fabriciano Garcia, had died, this was the correct location. This was his childhood home. I pulled close to the house and then parked my SUV. I gazed at the outside temperature gauge on the dashboard, 106 degrees. I stepped out and was welcomed by a blast of the hot, dry Mexican desert heat. Slowly I approached the house. I stepped onto what was left of the porch and peered into the house from the doorframe entrance. Light illuminated the entire inside as the roof was mostly missing. The original timbers that supported the roof looked intact, but it did not look very safe. I saw no signs of life or that anyone had recently used the place for shelter, so I proceeded inside, making sure not to sneeze. I didn't want to chance the roof tumbling down on me. Once inside, I began to investigate. In the corner sat an old iron bed frame with remnants of a crumpled mattress, now tattered with a few strands of straw sticking through the ripped fabric. As I carefully stepped further, my eyes caught the broken exhaust pipe near where an oven once sat. The pipe was half hanging on the wall and the other half was draped on the floor. Where the pipe once exited the roof, now housed an abandoned bird's nest. This place was the epitome of the word shambles. But my eye turned to a large rock-filled stone fireplace. It stood like a sentinel in the center of the entire one-room house. I could see the metal hearth that had held the logs that once warmed the house. I eyeballed the one remaining item, a metal pot hanger holding an old coffee pot that was covered in dust and rusted out with a gaping hole in the bottom. I closed my eyes for a moment and pictured my great-grandfather, Fabriciano Garcia, and my great-uncle, Carlos Garcia, sitting in this place over 100 years ago, enjoying a hot cup of coffee together. And I began to wonder what they must have been thinking and talking about. I knew almost nothing about either of them, but that was why I was here. I wanted to find my family's past. I wanted to learn more about my great-grandfather. I leaned on the hearth and rubbed my fingers on the different stones, probably just as my great-grandfather had done. But as I did, my hand felt one large stone give a little. I fidgeted with the stone a bit more and discovered that it was slightly loose, the mortar holding it in place having been chipped away. I wiggled the stone until it began to slide free, and I was able to remove it. There was a dark hole now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?